This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue's announcement of a USDA Undersecretary on Trade was met with open arms by farm groups. The Department of Ag will be reorganized to include a Trade Secretary. He made the announcement to the public during a tour of a grain shipping facility in Cincinnati, Ohio, yesterday afternoon. In a letter to Senate Ag Chairman Pat Roberts, Perdue said the move follows Congress's directive in the 2014 Farm Bill. Congress directed USDA to establish an Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Ag Affairs and realign the Foreign Ag Service to report to the new Trade Undersecretary. Perdue also announced the creation of an Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, which will oversee the Farm Service Agency, the Natural Resources and Conservation Service, and the Risk Management Agency. The reorganization also includes eliminating the Rural Development Undersecretary, having the division report directly to Secretary Perdue. In the letter, Perdue stated that the realignment will reorient their approach to serving producers and improve their responsiveness to the needs of producers. Well, the Midwest farm economy in the 10th Federal Reserve District weakened in the first quarter of this year, but conditions varied from east to west. The Kansas City Federal Reserve Bank's Ag Credit Conditions Survey reports farm income, loan repayment rates, and the value of most types of farmland all trended lower in each of the district's seven states. However, the deterioration in the western portion of the district was more severe than the moderate weaknesses in the eastern portion. The district includes Colorado, Missouri, Kansas, Nebraska, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Wyoming. Since 2014, following a drop in the prices of major row crops, farm income has fallen more sharply in the mountain states and the western portion of Nebraska, Kansas, and Oklahoma. According to the survey, the gap between the two regions widened during the first quarter of this year. Alongside persistent weakness in cattle and wheat markets, more than 80% of bankers indicated farm income was lower than a year ago in the western part of the district versus about 60% in the eastern part. Well, in other news, the Illinois State Fair Museum Foundation is seeking 10 individuals to spotlight each day of the Illinois State Fair as an Illinoisan of the day. The program looks to honor individuals who exemplify the qualities and characteristics associated with Illinois. Those are integrity, dependability, sense of community, and strong ethics. Illinoisan of the Day nominees must be a minimum of 25 years of age and should be involved in service activities, educational projects, agricultural groups, or have an affiliation with state or county fairs in Illinois. In addition, nominees must have shown their true Illinois spirit through continued volunteerism and community service. Winners will receive honors on their special day during this year's Illinois State Fair, which takes place August 10th through the 20th. And if you'd like to nominate someone, those forms can be found online at statefairmuseum.org or by calling 217-725-8047. And the deadline for nominations is June 24th. And we'll be back with more Ag News after these messages. A medical cannabis dispensary is now open in Litchfield, and a cultivation center will soon follow. The dispensary, known as Greenhouse, is located on West Union Avenue, and it opened its doors on Wednesday. Now, you might be wondering why I'm classifying this as farm news, but it is agriculture when you think about it. The crop is grown indoors and will soon be produced at a cultivation center in Litchfield, according to Greenhouse CEO Mitch Kahn.
We're under construction. We've been under construction for a couple months, and we should be finishing construction and moving into the full facility by early August.
And do you mind telling us where that will be located?
It's in Litchfield.
Do you work with the Department of Ag at all for this, or can tell us a little bit more of the details about the cultivation center and maybe some of the permits or things you have to have?
Absolutely. We work very closely with the Department of Ag. They are the agency in Illinois that regulates the cultivation side of the medical cannabis program, so we work very closely with them. We've worked closely with them to solve some issues over the last couple of years, and work with them to make the changes we need to make to the building to make it work for us and what we're going to build there.
So obviously lots of rules and regulations. As far as what it's going to look like at the Cultivation Center, is it more of a lab setting or what's it look like?
Well, we have, you know, it's really, you know, if you will, kind of three separate things going on there. We have an office, so our corporate folks, if you will, that are going to run the facility, do our marketing, those kind of things will be housed there. We have a grow side of the facility and a production and kitchen side. So we will grow the plants from seeds and from small clones or cuttings, and that'll happen on the grow side. Once those plants are grown and fully grown and ultimately harvested, some of them will be converted into oil through a production extraction process, and then that oil will be either sold in various forms as oil or will go into various edible products.
What's the process of planting and harvesting like? I mean, are you just planting seeds like you would a garden and then harvesting it? Is there a drying process?
It is, I think, very similar to a lot of other agricultural products. It is, at the end of the day, it's just a plant, but it is a plant that is fairly finicky. So there's a lot of TLC that has to go into it and a lot of, you know, each different strain grows differently, requires different nutrients. So we have some experts who know how to do that every day. And to answer your other question, yes, there is certainly a drying process at the end once it's harvested.
So there are other greenhouse locations throughout the state of Illinois. I've been on the website. Do those people, do you have individual people at each cultivation center? Do they travel throughout the state?
So the other things you've seen on our website are three existing dispensaries that we have up in the greater Chicago area. We do not have a cultivation facility. This will be our first cultivation facility in Illinois.
Okay. Any other final thoughts, or you think we've pretty much covered everything?
I think we've covered everything. We are really excited to finally be opening in Litchfield with the dispensary and as excited to get the cultivation off the ground and bring jobs to Litchfield. I think we're going to be a significant employer in town and most importantly to help patients who need medicine, help them feel better.
And once again, that was the CEO of Greenhouse, Mitch Kahn. And that does it for today's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.